I had a good opportunity to be a part of the Minnesota broadcast crew. And a lot of good friends called me and said, "You must be crazy." I said, "I am crazy. You have to be a little crazy to play this game, especially at my age."
Jim Cott is 45 years old. He came to spring training this year without a contract, without even an offer. But there was simply nowhere else he wanted to be.
What time you got, Skins?
All right, you've got 4 minutes.
One thing you miss, and I experienced this last summer when I got released, is the first thing that I missed was that camaraderie in the clubhouse. We usually get to the ballpark quite early in the afternoon for a night game, and we kid and joke with our teammates, and that kind of an exercise in life is very relaxing and rewarding, and that's the thing you really miss.
One punch team, can push the button, the guy with gift gold up and down. Yeah, they nicknamed him One Punch Romo. He was a beauty.
Dwight D. Eisenhower was the president when Jim Cott broke in as a rookie with the Washington Senators. Jim Cott has pitched in both major leagues, in 2 World Series, and in 2 All-Star games. He also holds the record for most years pitched in the major leagues, 25. Now, do you think that there's any sense of, you know, self-indulgence in this?
I'd want you to explain exactly
what
you mean.
Well, I would think that other people would say, you know, Jim, it's time to grow up. It's time to get out into the real world. You know, you've got a whole life ahead of you, and it's time to start living that life. And you're saying, well, no, I want to keep playing this boys' game.
Well, that's... I think, in essence, that's what I am saying. I mean, Steve Carlton and I used to kid about it, but many a truth is said in jest, and we've always said, we're never going to join the real world. I don't ever want to grow up and be an adult. I want to be a kid my whole life. And this game gives you the opportunity to be what a lot of people in America would like to be.
If Cott needed further encouragement to become a hero in his own fantasy, he got it while working at a baseball camp for middle-aged fans.
It was a great source of inspiration to me to see these guys that were brain surgeons, gynecologists, lawyers, and they're out there diving and trying to do the things that we've been able to do and have fun doing and make good money doing for years. And, you know, when they found out I was going to continue to play, why, I was like a folk hero for them. You know, they were really enthused about that.
Hello, baby Jim.
After Cott was released in midseason last year by the St. Louis Cardinals, he returned home to his Pennsylvania horse farm, but he felt out of place. Summertime is for baseball. He decided to try again.
Oh, my wife has always been one to encourage me to play, continue to play, but I really, I mean, maybe that would be a cold statement to make, but I try to separate myself. My kids are grown, they're going to college, they don't live at home anymore, so when it comes time for those decisions, I really try to isolate myself, and I guess they'd be rather selfish decisions, but that's the way I make them.
You take 10 minutes to warm up?
Mm-hmm. And you're going to try for, what, 20 minutes?
20 over there.
All right.
Cott's old friend and former manager, Chuck Tanner, invited him to use the Pittsburgh Pirates camp as a base for his job search.
You know, he's here on a look basis, and the point is this, if he doesn't make our team, he may stay in the game because some other ball club may like what they see when the exhibition games.
I understand what the ground rules are, but I still know that in all the years I've been in baseball, I've never seen it fail where a team doesn't look at their roster and say, we need more experience pitching. And so I hope to be in a position to fill that gap for somebody.
5 more. 1. 2.
Cott is unquestionably experienced. He is only 17 victories shy of 300. Only 15 pitchers have ever reached that mark. Cott credits his longevity to relentless physical conditioning.
1, 2, 3.
I always admired him, watching him when he pitched for the Phillies and the Cardinals, and to see the condition, the physical condition he kept himself in. He worked hard, extremely hard, at keeping himself in shape.
The Pirate trainer, Tony Bartiromo played against Cott a quarter century ago.
With the type of shape he's in, he can react just like a 29-year-old or a 30-year-old.
From a baseball point of view, is Jim Cott at 45 better than Jim Cott at 40 or 35 or 25 in any way?
I think there are some areas that I'm better and some that I'm not. From a skill factor, I don't throw the ball as hard. I don't have as much of a what we call live fastball. You'll see some young pitchers pick up a ball, and when they throw it, it just explodes. It has a lot of life to it. Not because of the age, but because of the number of innings that I've thrown. The life is not quite there, the natural stuff, but I think I compensate for that maybe with control and maybe from an experience of being able to combat the hitter with a change of speeds and still be in control of him. That'd be interesting, because I used to do that with my charts.
If Cott is picked up by a team, he will be the oldest player in baseball. If he is picked up, it will be for quick relief in the middle innings of tight games, and perhaps as an unofficial pitching coach.
If I was a 23-year-old left-handed pitcher, you know, I'd really be angry that you were here, because I would see you as somebody who was taking a slot that I wanted.
Well, I turn that around. I see a young 23-year-old coming in, and he's infringing on my territory. I'm not infringing. I was there first. Uh-huh.